don't just exist, live live on AWR SID Media.
All right, time for us to get into our Ask a Pastor segment, and our pastor is now on the line. Pastor Genesis Mitepela is on the line. Good afternoon to you, Pastor. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us once more.
Hello, bro. How are you?
I'm well, thank you very much, Mfundis. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. It's a good day for us.
Lovely.
The preparation one.
Lovely. Yes. Lovely indeed. Indeed. So we're doing our final question for today. And our question for today is, what is the Christian view on the purpose of life beyond serving God?
All right. Okay. Yeah, that's a very good question. But still, I may need it maybe to be rephrased like you have done yesterday. Because if you ask a question like, what is something that men can do, or the purpose of life beyond serving God? I'm not really getting the question, because I think the whole life that we have, we are mandated to be serving God.
Right.
So I don't know what does the listener mean when she or he is saying beyond serving God? Maybe I may need to know that one, if may.
I don't know. The assumption that I made, Mfundis, was that the person believes that there are other things that we're supposed to accomplish in life outside just worshiping God. Yes, right. as believers, the Bible says the whole duty of men is to worship God, fear God, and keep His commandments. But is that all there is to people? Some believe the purpose of life is to serve our fellow man. Others believe the whole duty of life is to fulfill your dreams. Some believe the whole duty of life is to be a good parent to your children. You know, there are a variety of permutations of the purpose of mankind and the purpose of life. So I'd like to hear from you when you read it, or as Christians, what is the purpose of life? Is it just to serve God, or is there something else beyond it?
All right. Okay, maybe let me make a disclaimer. Because one thing that we need to understand is, in whatever we may be doing, if we may be just saying maybe serving God in literal terms, like going to church and doing other works at church, that's serving God, then I may need to tell a lot that can be done beyond that. And may I say that God did not create us to do anything without the element of worship in it, whether we are at our work in the secular world, whether we are in the corporate world and whatsoever, whether we are farmers, whatever we are doing, there must be an element of worship in doing that, because the moment that we do that diligently, we are worshiping God. So I want to believe that the one who asked this question is referring to issues like beyond serving God, we need to have relationships.
Okay.
We need to form relationships. We need to cement those relationships beyond serving God. And for that reason, there's a lot that can be done beyond serving God by humanity. For instance, when God created us, He created us that we might have dominion and also be stewards. So apart from going to church, apart from worshiping God, apart from whatsoever, we need to understand one thing, that God also wants us to develop ourselves. We should not live like we are already in heaven. We need to acknowledge that we are on earth. This is one challenge that many Christians have. That's the reason why sometimes this listener is asking this question. There are people who live like they are in heaven already.
Yeah.
And they are doing nothing on themselves. They are not developing themselves. They would say that this is for this, this whatever. This is for this earth. It won't go beyond this earth. So why should we do it? Mm. God is not expecting us to do that. God actually expects us to achieve while we are here.
Yeah.
The here and now and here and after. Actually, we should always balance between the two. We need to enjoy life today. So beyond serving God, we must enjoy life.
Right.
How do we enjoy life? We need to achieve. We need to realize our dreams. We need to work. We need to become who we should be. Yeah, you need to achieve the full capacity, the full potential, Moose. That's that we need to go beyond that. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And does the Bible support this view, or is this something that we just deduce for ourselves?
All right. You know, when God in Genesis chapter 1, took man and put in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, when God going down creating man, let us create man. He says he must multiply and be fruitful. Be fruitful and multiply. You know, in other words, he says you must subdue earth. You know, you need to have dominion. You need to have your things. And that's why you see Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 to 11, when it's talking about observing the Sabbath, keeping the Sabbath. It actually, you know, that commandment looks like it's talking to people who have their things.
Right.
People who can afford their servants. People who can afford their visitors in their homes. People who afford, in other words, it's saying you, the one, you must give rest to these ones. So actually, it actually gives us a mandate. Actually, the commandment of the Sabbath is a labor's law. You need to work. You need not to observe the Sabbath on the seventh day just because you fear God when you are not doing anything during the 6 days.
Okay.
So working is supported. You talk to Paul. Paul in, it should be Thessalonians. He said to the Thessalonians, women must mind their own business, doing things with their hands. It's there. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, actually, God gave a commandment to work.
Yeah.
He took man and put him in the Garden of Eden. Then he said, work. Why should one work?
Yeah.
To achieve.
Yeah.
So God, in fact, my brother, when the Bible says 6 days shall thou labor, the term labor actually tells that we need to go beyond. Go beyond. You need even to sweat. Sweating is a commandment that is in the Bible.
Okay.
So let's not just look at the thing and say, okay, I observe the Sabbath, or I go to church on Sunday, or I do whatever, and say that it's enough, and I pray and I say I'll receive. It doesn't come that way.
Yeah.
We receive in worshiping God, but he said, ask, seek, you know, and you will find after knocking. It's a process.
Right.
So it goes beyond serving God in that sense, maybe.
Okay. My question was, is this something that we are saying we can only get from the scriptures?
We can get it from the scriptures.
Right. So people who don't believe in the scriptures will never find their purpose?
Musa, the truth is, like I said yesterday, one other thing that might lead you not to find your purpose is by not knowing who created you and what purpose he created you for.
Right.
You know, when Jeremiah is being created, when Jeremiah is being told to go and do the work, he's being told that I knew you before you were formed in the womb of your mother. And I sanctified you. I set you apart for a certain purpose. So everybody on earth, God gave that person a vacant to live on earth for a purpose. If you are purposeless, then you don't have a reason to live. You know, my brother, maybe let me say it this way. A mango tree is useful if it's producing fruits. If it ceases to produce fruits, then it has to be cut and thrown away.
Okay.
Yeah, so the same with men. If you are not living up to your purpose, then you need to be removed from it. Yeah. Because you are a seed that we don't want to produce fruit of your kind.
Yeah.
Maybe if we're given a right, maybe a permission to do something, I'll go by elimination, by castration, whereby we remove all the bad seed from it. Then we leave that which is living to the purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my thinking.
Okay. All right. No.
Yeah, so the Bible actually tells more about this. And if you are not actually, okay, maybe you said a very good question. I have not, so far, it might be that you don't read the Bible. But the fact that you are on earth, you have a quest of achieving in life, despite the fact that you are reading the Bible. Everybody have this thirst of having something in life. You need to eat. You need to do that. That alone will give you the energy to go to your next step in life. And by so doing, you are living purposefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not only for the people who read the Bible, but also for those who does not read the Bible. Look at how they are living. They talk of purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my thinking, Moses.
I hear you, Mfundisi. I appreciate it. Mfundisi, it's been a wonderful week. It's been a very, very eye-opening conversation to have with you throughout these questions that we're dealing with. And I thank you very much for your time. I thank you very much for your insights. May God bless you for what you're doing. And may you continue doing
it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, my brother. God bless you.
All right. Thanks, Mfundisi. Take that. I receive that blessing.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mfundisi.
I do receive the one you sent to us all. Thank you so much.
Lovely, lovely, Mfundisi.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.